रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय तथे नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 39. मारीचा'स एडवाइस कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. रावणा, I spoke to you till now on the wonderful deeds of Rama, his strength and prowess, while he was but a boy. Now follows an incident that took place when he was in the prime of youth and strength, and had mastered the science of war. Listen to me and interrupt not. Once before, I was in danger of losing my life through his arrow and had escaped thanks to his boundless compassion. Yet, fear touched not my heart, nor was I brought to reason. One day, two others and I turned our souls into deer and entered that part of Dandaka where he abode. With bodies of huge mountainous bulk, sharp teeth and flaming tongues, we wandered fearlessly through the sacrificial halls, sacred spots and trees where dwell mighty spirits, frightened and outraged the holy hermits, saints and rishis, tortured them to death and feasted upon their flesh, scattering terror and ruin among the beings that dwelt thereabouts. Maddened with huge draughts of blood, we desecrated the holy rites and at last reached the ashrama where there abode the hermit princess with Janaki. I cast a contemptuous glance at Rama, the friend of all creation, as he sat there in his matted coils and dress of bark, sustaining himself upon a meager diet, and said to myself, now he has adopted a hermit life and would not harm anyone. I despised the hero and rejoiced to see that the moment had come for me to take revenge upon him for what I suffered at his hands in the past, and I sprang upon him suddenly, resolved to gore him with my sharp horns. Thrice distilled fool that I was to forget the punishment he laid upon me once before. Should I not have warned myself that though in hermit disguise, he is armed to the teeth, I must not approach him, for there is no saying that he would not slay me? He bent his bow and shot at me three arrows, roaring like Garuda or the god of fire. With crooked joints, they were mad with thirst to drink the blood of foemen and sped towards me in line like Vajras. Then flashed upon my ignorant brain the matchless valor of Rama. I had bitter experience and fearful of the agony they would inflict. Utterly confused in mind, I vanished from view and escaped with life. For they harm him not who flees like a coward before them. The other two Rakshasas were slain through the ignorance of his terrible power. Thus, thanks to my good fortune, I was saved from death, and since then, I have devoted myself to a life of tapas in this wood with mind and senses under strict control. I live upon a meager diet. Shun the path of evil and follow the footsteps of the good and the pure. I see him at the foot of every tree in his dress of bark and matted coils, grasping his terrible bow like Yama with the noose of time in his hands. Not one, but to my frightened eyes, thousands and ten thousands of Rama meet me at every turn. The object of our concentrated thought visualizes itself before us, be it grief or desire or fear that impels us. Perhaps you explain it that Rama goes and stands at the foot of every tree to confuse your senses thus. Let be the trees. This vast forest is filled with Rama wherever I turn my eyes. Say not that it is a glamour cast by him upon me, for I see him even where he is not. Not only during my waking hours, but I see him even in my dreams and rave incoherently through fear. Of late, the very mention of him is enough to grip my heart with terror. Nay, I tremble when someone utters a word beginning with the syllable Ra, say Ratna or gem, or Ratha or car, or even your name, Ravana, for I dread to think of some vague danger that might befall me should he utter the name of Rama. My heart resumes by slow degrees its sense of peace and safety only after the succeeding syllable is other than Ma. Ravana, too well do I know his might and yours. Take my advice, you cannot cope with him. It is sport for him to destroy Bali and Namuchi. Should you desire to avenge Kara and Dushana, seek him in fight or put up with his insults, but never set your heart upon carrying away Sita by stealth. In a word, drop all mention of him or thought if you desire to see me alive again. Many are the good and holy men of righteous and pure lives, of well-controlled senses, that go down to destruction with their followers all through the misdeeds of the sinful wretches they associate with. I have put away harm and evil behind me and seek to lead a good and pure life. But should I share your company for a while, I am doomed to destruction through your misdeeds. So do as seems to you best, but compel me not. I will not go with you, for I but go to meet my fate. Inconceivable is the strength, valor, and splendor of Rama. Take heed you do not invite him to be the doom of the Rakshasa race. Yet, when I think of your mulish obstinacy and perversity, I have no doubt it would turn out so. Let be. Why should you seek to work evil to Rama? Is it for the death of Kara and Dushan? Why do you blame him for slaying them in pure self-defense when they wantonly sought his life? Or is it for the mutilation of your sister? Verily, he acted as a fool when he allowed her to escape with life minus a nose and ears, seeing that she sprang upon Sita to crunch her bones. Her good fortune and Rama's misplaced compassion stood between her and death. Now tell me wherein Rama is to blame? I force my sincere advice upon your unwilling ears again and again, as you are my kinsman, my friend, and my king. Yet, should you slight it, should you, in your mad obstinacy, seek to carry out your nefarious purpose, verily I say unto you that death walks loose among the Rakshasas in the guise of Rama's pitiless arrows. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.